Last night was the official lighting of the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree in Washington, D.C. This is the same tree that came through the city of Sonora. In attendance last night was U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, House Minority Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Here are the edited remarks beginning with U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein.
Thank you very much. I'm honored to join everyone here today, along with the United States Forest Service and members of the California delegation. We're here to kick off the holiday season with the signing, or the lighting, excuse me, of this beautiful Capitol Christmas tree. Just to learn a little bit more about the tree, it's named Sugar Bear. It comes from the Six Rivers National Park, and that's in the northwest part of our state, California. It comes from over 4,000 feet in elevation. That's where it grew up. And Sugar Bear is 84 feet tall and only 19 feet wide. So it's tall and slim. I'd like very much to thank all of the California children who made the ornaments that make this tree look so special. Guess what? There are 15,000 ornaments on this tree. That's the most ever created by one state in the history of the Capitol Christmas tree. Would you give the children a big round of applause who made these ornaments, please? We're very proud of the number and the quality. California's forests face many challenges, most notably persistent drought and wildfires. I hope that this Congress and the Biden administration will really focus on those things and that we'll be able to do something about it. Because trees like this need water, and water has to come and they have to live. So I hope as we celebrate this Christmas season, we recognize that we must do everything we can to keep these beautiful trees, part of our heritage, alive, well, and thriving. Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Honorable Kevin McCarthy, Republican Leader of the United States House of Representatives, representing the 23rd Congressional District of California.
Thank you very much, and to all my colleagues, and especially my California colleagues, thank you for being part of it today. You've heard a lot about this tree. You know where it came from. But when you think for one moment, what is a tree? A tree is the lungs of the earth. A tree breathes in CO2, captures the carbon, but releases the oxygen. It purifies. And so it's a rightful symbol of why we have it here. It's unique, as Senator Feinstein told you, the most ornaments ever, because it comes from the most populated state in our nation. It came from one end of our nation to the other. But of those six truck drivers that would drive this tree through the cities to let them celebrate and be a part of it, even if they couldn't be here today, I thank you. Tonight we celebrate the start of the Christmas season. Let's remember the season and the reason for this season. Christmas is a time to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and the blessing of God's love for all of us, the greatest gift we could ever receive. Christmas is a season to strive to mimic the example that Jesus taught us, to serve others and help those in need. Few emulate this more than our men and women in uniform and our first responders, who are spending this Christmas keeping us and the freedoms we enjoy safe. We thank them and their families for their sacrifices. Their service gives the rest of us the chance to celebrate this season in peace and safety. So as we prepare to light this Christmas tree, let's celebrate our many blessings. They are gifts to be grateful for. And let's never forget to share the gift this Christmas season to brighten the lives of others. God bless and Merry Christmas.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Honorable Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the United States House of Representatives, representing the 12th District of California.
As Speaker of the House, it is my honor to welcome Americans from across the country, visually, virtually, and in person, to the annual lighting of the Capitol Christmas tree. And as a proud Californian, it is especially exciting that this 84-foot tree, white fir, hails from California's Six Rivers National Forest. And it is pretty, it's a source of pride for us. And I join my colleagues in thanking all who made this possible, those who selected and chopped down the tree, those who transported it here around the state of California and across the country, those who decorated the tree, the children who made the decorations, all who made this glorious occasion possible. Thank you. For nearly six decades, the Capitol Christmas tree has stood on the West Front Lawn, bringing Americans together during the holiday season. In wartime and in peace, in tribulation and triumph, the Christmas tree has offered a sense of hope and resilience to the nation as we thank our men and women in uniform then and now and always. This tree is our symbol of hope. That has earned the endless nickname, the People's Tree, a testament to its special ability to unite us in comfort and joy, no matter who we are, where we're from. And that spirit inspires us tonight as we continue to battle the pandemic. So let us give thanks for the many blessings which God has bestowed upon us, in which we rejoice this holiday season, especially a miracle vaccine, the miracle vaccines that will allow us to safely be with loved ones. And as we gather here tonight, we remember our nation's greatest strength, our unity, and that each time our great nation has been tested, we have always been able to meet any moment and conquer any challenge together.